When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh yeah, it's a Tuesday afternoon. We got Sue Thomas back for Sue's News here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Rob Hart from WBBM in Chicago kind of explaining the Bears' decision. Is it final to move to Indiana? He's going to explain that because I'm still lost on that one. I really don't get it. I mean, I'm not a Bears fan. I'm a Packers fan, so I guess I don't really care, but it seems very odd the way they're going through all this. Did you see, and I don't even think I put this one on the X formerly Twitter, but I did. We have a Mark Reardon Show text string that goes on. It's the same one where I missed when Sue on Sunday night said she wouldn't be in yesterday, and I missed that little note. But did you see the video that I sent today of the Ring camera where there's a mom and three kids, and they're running because their family dog has dragged a live armadillo into their house?
Okay, I got the link, and then I got busy and haven't watched it. Okay,
you got to click it. It's pretty funny. I think it's like a golden retriever, and the family is just completely panicked, and the dog has the armadillo in his mouth and runs into the house. Now, we don't get to see what happened after that because it's just from the Ring camera, but it's actually pretty funny. It's the kind of thing that I could see almost happening at my house to a certain degree, only because I don't think the cats would grab an armadillo. Yeah, see what I mean? She watched the video. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll blast that. Will you put that on Twitter, and I'll retweet it? Can you do that for me or not?
Yeah, let me try that.
Talking about some other stuff
here.
I'll try. Just remind me during the break, and I'll put it on there because I do think people we need moments like that because, and I hope everyone was okay. I really do. You know, it's weird. I have not that in the armadillo invasion in my neighborhood a couple summers ago when it got so dry. And what's weird about that is I barely even see them dead anymore on the roads. Like I used to see quite a few. I would see a lot, and
I don't
see as many anymore.
No.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's because the car, the automobile, which is their main predator.
That's true.
I don't know. Because honestly, I would see in my area where I am in, you know, Fenton High Ridge, I'd see quite a few that were, you know, on their backs because you know what their instinct is to jump up. So they don't get run over by the car. They, you know, the car kind of hits them flush.
Oh, that's awful.
So have you ever been to, like on vacation to, I'll talk about it in terms of Door County, Wisconsin, which I always speak fondly of. A lot of St. Louisans go up there. But if you had a rental at all where you're on the beach, Lake Michigan or anything like that before, right?
On Lake Michigan, it's been a long time, but yeah.
So when I'm making noise with the microphone, I don't like that. I apologize. When we go up to Door County, we've always stayed on what's called the quiet side, which is where Lake Michigan is. And there's an area up there. There's an area known as Whitefish Bay, which I stay. There's also a Whitefish Bay in Milwaukee, which is a suburb. I've actually lived in that. And that's not what I'm talking about. But one time, we always prefer to have a beachfront property, right? And some of them are sand beachfront. Sometimes it's a rocky beachfront. And that's not preferred, but we'll have friends that are also there and we'll, you know, do a sandy beach.
Well, that, yeah.
Right. So, but one year, and I'm going to lead you into this story here, okay? So one year we rented a property and we always have an area that we want to be close to, and it was not beachfront, but it had beachfront access. You walk across the street, it's access. So I think it was like even on the first day that we're there, we're trying to get the lay of the land, and we go to the beachfront access, and there's just four or five of us, a couple other couples had come with, and we're standing on the beach, and I think maybe the dogs were with me on this trip, okay? And this would have been a while ago, so it would have been one of my labs and then Olaf, if I had to guess. Well, the people that lived in the property that was in front of the beach came out and they shoot us off. They're like, you're not supposed to be here. This is our property. Mm. And there's literally nobody else on the beach. Like nobody. Oh. You can't even see anyone on the beach. But they wanted to kick us out of there. We're like, okay, well, we didn't know. And apparently there's this little sliver that we have access to that we're really told. And the people that came out, they weren't too nice about it. By the way, they were from St. Louis. A lot of St. Louisans go up there. But I knew that they were from St. Louis. And I never found out their names. But it was like a rude type of deal. But we were maybe didn't know the rules. So listen to this. This is a story that comes from Shorewood, Wisconsin. I live there as well. It's a north suburb right north of Milwaukee on Lake Michigan. It's beautiful. Whitefish Bay in Shorewood is where my wife grew up, right there along the lake. So there's a trial that took place between a guy by the name of Paul Florsheim, and yes, his great-grandfather is the founder of the shoe company, and another dude that lives in Shorewood, Daniel DeMalaga, who, you know, lives and has this place on Lake Michigan, right? So Florsheim walks his dogs past this guy's property all the time. And this is weird because you don't see houses like this in Shorewood, Wisconsin, but it's kind of like a tiki-style boathouse. There's a deck that doubles as what they refer to in this story in the Wall Street Journal as a surveillance post. From there, this guy, DeMagala, monitors traffic, and he sets off alarms when walkers and swimmers and kayakers cross in front of his property, right? So he has signs that say private property beyond this sign, only water access beyond this point, all in caps. So this guy has a reputation. He calls the cops. They sometimes issue a trespassing citation for this. And Florsheim, he doesn't like it. He doesn't pay the fines. He walks away, and then he takes this to court. So there's a state law in Wisconsin that says that people can wade, swim, or boat in state-protected waters, but things get trickier out of the water. So he was ticketed for walking on dry sand, just barely. He argues it's absurd to say that he could wade past but not put a foot higher up on the shore. And when you think about it,
it is kind of absurd,
right?
Yes.
So he goes to trial in Shorewood. And by the way, if you want, you know, Madison, Wisconsin is kind of like Moscow, okay? Whitefish Bay and Shorewood are like Leningrad. Let's just say that, all right? You're talking about some of the most liberal, lefty wackos probably that live in the Milwaukee area would live in those suburbs. And they call it White Folks Bay, by the way, Whitefish Bay, which is not too far from the truth. So they go to trial, and he loses in that. But the judge in the case says she's obligated to rule for the other dude because it was a prior case involving Lake Winnebago, which is another lake in Wisconsin. And that was from 1923. And the Supreme Court ruled that a landowner who wanted to water his cattle had priority over the use of the shore, not pedestrians wanting to cross the beach when the water level was low. So the judge said that the ruling seemed to apply into this case, but indicated a decision favoring the landowner over the public was out of touch with the practices in other states. So in other words, the law says I got to rule this way, but I think it's kind of weird that the law says I got to rule this way. And she even says maybe that case should be overruled. So he's taking this to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. At least that's what he hopes. He's a 66-year-old retiree from UWM, which is the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. He's been walking on that beach for 50 years since his family grew up in the 1960s. He's got two dogs, Leo, a German Shepherd he calls a bit of a handful, and Rosie, who is a 6-year-old Border Collie mix. And he says, look, they need a lot of walking, and I do too. He admits, I'm not out there. I wasn't trying to create a legal test. He's though, this is where I have some relatability with him. He says, I'm not the kind of person to just pay the fine quietly. My personality is such that if I'm confronted with it, I don't back away from that. So
sounds familiar,
yeah,
Fred.
It sounds sure really familiar, doesn't it? So even though he lost, some of the details are interesting because the village of Shorewood calls the dude that is complaining as a witness, and he testifies that he's complained about passerbys some 50 times. That's similar along, the same guy. Shorewood police say they've responded to his calls for years. He sets off alarms. He tries to scare people from lounging on his property, which, by the way, that's kind of understandable, right? He says,
well,
they
yeah.
sit around like they own the place. So it's one of those situations where I think you have people that abuse the privilege of being on the beach, and they don't, you know, respect other people's properties. And then you have this guy who's just simply trying to walk his dog down a stretch of Lake Michigan that's very beautiful, by the way, but can't do it because this guy says that it's trespassing. And Demolaga says he never gave Florsheim permission to walk on his property. At one point, so this is crazy, he likens, and this is in the trial, he likens what the Florsheim dude is doing to a home invasion. He goes, imagine somebody is in your house saying, this is not your house. Yeah. So most of the people up there, by the way, they favor the Florsheim guy. But this is now one of those
Florsheim
cases.
Wait, is Florsheim the homeowner or the walker?
No, no, no. He's the walker.
Okay.
He's the walker. Right? So a lot of the people up there even say, we didn't even know we were doing something wrong. But these guys obviously have gotten into it over the last couple of years. But he thinks it might be a test case. And it will be kind of interesting. You know, I can understand to a certain extent a beachfront homeowner's perspective. If you got, like, let's say you got a bunch of kids that are out there and they're just doing their thing right in front of your property. In my situation, they could have been a little nicer about it. That's
yeah.
all. It could have been like, hey, look, this is, but they weren't. They were like, get the hell off our property. And we're like, what? This is the beach.
And you're saying to me that if this guy would have walked his dogs through the water,
he would have been okay.
He would have been okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
That's how weird it is, right? And that's why I think that's what nags at him. That would nag at me.
Yeah.
Saying this, you know, this doesn't, but it is Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And I would expect that, you know, whatever ruling comes from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I don't know, what would be the liberal ruling there? But it'll be a liberal ruling.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
All right, we have Tuesday Sue's News coming up. Then we're going to go up to Chicago, find out the latest on the Bears moving Jacob Olajuwon. The latest on Iran. Sounded like President Trump might be ready to retaliate for an Apache helicopter being shot down. And then, of course, it's Tech Talk Tuesdays. George Rosenthal coming up in just a little bit more than an hour on 97.1 FM Talk.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Good news. My neighbor Carolyn was able to go over. Fred, I forgot to move my sourdough dough out of the proofing area into the fridge, and it could have been a disaster. You understand?
Does she have a key?
She knows the garage code.
Oh, uh-huh. Good deal.
So I sent her in, and we have spared a loaf of bread.
What did the dogs think?
They love her. Mm-hmm. So it's all good. But I really panicked about that. Man, you spent a lot of time with that. Anyway.
On but this, do you think you salvaged it?
I think so.
Okay.
We're a little late. It could be still overproof.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, okay. On this day in history, 53 years ago today, I love it so much, but I had to cut this down because, you know, the track is, what, a mile and a half at Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on this day in history in 73 when Secretariat won the Belmont Stakes to become the first Triple Crown winner in 25 years. And he didn't just win it. He just destroyed everybody.
Okay, so, like, I have a piece of audio here that is 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Am I supposed to play that?
Well...
Let's see what it sounds like. Let's just check it out here.
Continue down the backstretch, and that Secretariat now taking the lead. He's got it by about a length and a half. Still Sham, 10 lengths back, My Gallant, twice the Prince. They're moving on the turn now. For the turn at Secretariat. It looks like
okay, well, this will be the finish.
No, keep going.
Yeah, this will be the finish here.
He's at three and a half. He's moving into the turn. Secretariat holding on to a large lead. Sham is second, and then it's a long way back to My Gallant and twice the Prince. They're on the turn. Secretariat is blazing along. The first three quarters of a mile in 109 and 4/5. Secretariat is widening now. He is moving like a tremendous machine. Secretariat by 12.
12.
Secretariat by 14 lengths on the turn. Sham is dropping back. It looks like they'll catch him today as My Gallant and Vice of Prince are both coming up to him now. But Secretariat is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the horses. Secretariat is in a position that is impossible to catch. He's into the stretch. Secretariat leads his field by 18 lengths.
18.
Vice of Prince is taking second, and My Gallant is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead.
It's nuts.
Yes.
The Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance. He hits the finish 25 lengths in front.
I have a black and white photograph, and I can't remember where I got it, but I framed it. It is in the basement of my home, right outside my bar area. And one of the funniest things that I remember from COVID is someone posted, it's the legendary photo shows how big of a lead he had. And someone said at the time, the original social distancer when COVID was going
that
on.
That call is tremendous.
It is tremendous.
And Sue had a lot of it memorized.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite sports histories.
Do you know who that was on the call?
No, it was TV. It was not the radio, so I don't know. But they
have
it.
Jim McKay.
I don't know.
You know,
I know what you.
Here's
think.
What I will say because I'm very familiar with horse racing. Very familiar with horse racing calls. Right, that announcer was challenged on how to call
yes.
that race.
Yes.
Because you don't have horse races where the horse is in like growing that lead by that
yes.
much when there's not a competition. He's like, what do I talk about here?
Yes.
It's like blow, you know, so that's very interesting. And it is talk about history. That was crazy.
Oh,
for sure.
I love it.
And you know, we didn't really talk about this yesterday, but I'll be the first to admit that I did not give enough respect to Golden Tempo. And it's stupid because he was one of my Derby horses. I just thought that he wouldn't come back strong in the Belmont. But one of the things I think I erred on is that the theory there is Golden Temple's a closer and it's a shorter race. It was the same race as the Derby because they did it
right.
at Saratoga. But Sherry DeVoe did it again, and
she
that was
awesome.
Unreal. Unbelievable that Golden Temple wins that.
So fun to watch. We have that same giant picture.
Oh,
yeah,
it's amazing.
It is amazing. And have you seen the movie?
Oh, yeah. It's really
it's good. It's
remember
good.
How they have that real call in there? Anyway. By the way, four horses have done it since. Seattle Slough in 77, Affirmed in 78, American Pharoah in 2015, and Justify in 2018.
You got to remember, before 2015, there were a lot of people, including me, saying, we'll never, ever have a
yes.
Triple Crown winner again. And we got pretty much back-to-back. That
but
was interesting.
None of them have touched the Belmont
oh, no.
and Secretariat in the Times.
No, no.
Oh, so cool. Today is National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day, Fred. Yes,
I'm down
no.
with that.
Uh-huh. I'm not a big rhubarb.
See,
like
Fred
rhubarb.
Doesn't like it, but if it is good, but you have to do some stuff to it. Have you had the strawberry rhubarb, or are you afraid of it?
I'd try it. Sure.
Okay, all right.
So
maybe
look,
I'll
I'm
make it one.
Be honest, and I haven't had rhubarb in a long time. But when I was a kid, I remember my grandma, my aunts, maybe my mom. But I liked it.
Yeah.
But see, now I'm, you know, that was a while ago. I don't really remember the last time I had it.
Oh, that's good. If you got, my mom got this recipe from our neighbor one time who was a home ec teacher, and it's, woo.
So what I remember, though, is like I had an aunt and uncle in particular that had a relatively large backyard. It wasn't that big or anything, but they had a garden, and they grew the rhubarb. And
oh,
my grandma
great.
And grandpa grew the rhubarb, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love the word rhubarb.
I don't know if I
yeah,
like it, now
awesome.
That I've said it like five times in a row. I'm not
like
sure it's
it.
My favorite.
It's also, this really applies to all of us, National Forklift Safety Day.
There you go.
Yes. And National Earl Day. If you know some Earls, anybody with the name Earl, you're supposed to respect them today.
We have a very, very dedicated listener who goes by Uncle Earl. He may be listening.
Yes.
He tweets at us a lot, so there
yes.
he is.
Yes. There you go, Uncle Earl. All right, and I'm sure we're going to, well, we do talk to George Rosenthal today because
mm-hmm.
I had a nightmare occur
yeah, Fred,
over
have you
the
heard
weekend.
About this?
No.
Oh,
my God.
It's just complete insanity. Somehow somebody got and started taking out a payday loan in my name. So,
oh, wow.
yeah, it freaked me completely out, and we will talk about that coming up and what you do. But also, Apple did present the new AI-powered Siri yesterday,
yes.
and the Siri revamp has been in the works for a couple of years. In fact, Apple was sued in that class action lawsuit for essentially false advertising and claiming AI capabilities before they had them in place. And so I guess the Apple people or customers got mad and said, what? It doesn't exist yet, and so Apple had to pay $250 million to settle.
Hey, just quickly, a little breaking news. CENTCOM is announcing that forces began launching self-defense strikes against Iran at 4 p.m. this afternoon
Ooh.
At the commander-in-chief's discretion. That was in response to the Apache helicopter that was brought down, so we will have more details on that coming up.
Oh, wow. Ridley Scott is making a new version of Treasure Island, and Hugh Jackman is playing Long John Silver. Just a few little tidbits here. And Netflix has unveiled the real-life dog that will star in the double-action series Scooby-Doo Origins.
It's been controversial.
Why?
Well, okay, here's the deal. Best I can gather, the picture that got out there of Scooby-Doo, people think it looks like a chocolate lab. But what I'm told is that Great Danes can look like that when they're a puppy.
They can.
People freaked out because they thought they were casting the wrong dog.
Oh, no.
Upon further review, I think it's fine, but the puppy didn't look like a Great Dane.
P.S., that puppy is adorable.
It is.
It's totally worth a Google.
Yes, it
yes.
is. So I didn't talk about this yesterday, but I did see the reaction, but now I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been... See, the gut check was, okay, what are they doing? But then, see, you got to find out the rest of the story.
Yes, you do. A posthumous Prince album called Timeless comes out on the 28th of August. We've talked about it. They've released a single, and it's called Stone, and it was just released yesterday. This was recorded in 95.
So we talked about this a little bit. I'm very interested in it. When all I did was run, you put me on a throne. And that's out right now on the streaming
yesterday.
Services? Okay,
mm-hmm.
good. I'm going to put that on the playlist.
Why do you think it took so long?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he rejected it for an album but had it finished. I don't know. Thoughts?
Well,
I don't know. A lot of artists
like this have deep vaults where there are maybe hundreds, if not more than that, recordings. I mean, Springsteen is a good example of that. And then what they do, you know, later in life is they release some of the different versions. Well, Prince passed away, and I'm sure that there have been lawsuits and stuff like that that have to do with releases of the... But it wouldn't surprise me that an artist like that has a lot of stuff that was never, ever released. I'd like to hear his version of Manic Monday. I'm guessing there
Ooh,
is one
I
of
would
those
too.
At
Ooh.
Some point. I don't know that we ever heard that, did we? He wrote that for
he
Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think we're almost out of time, by the way.
And finally, it's Sue's News, today's random fact. Brooks Brothers invented the button-down shirt collar in 1900 after noticing how polo players would pin their collars down so they wouldn't flap around.
Look at that. There you go.
Love
Random
it.
Fact for today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, so I grew up in the north suburban Chicago suburbs, Niles Martin Grove, Park Ridge. Was not a Bears fan when I was a kid. Actually, I was a Chiefs fan for a while when I was a kid, and then that became a natural for me when the Cardinals left St. Louis. But, you know, following the stadium thing in Chicago, I just don't get why, you know, they bought this big piece of property the Bears did out in Arlington Heights where Arlington Park used to be. They tore it down, historic race park. So many of my dollars went flying out of my pocket there, Sue, over the years. But the prevailing wisdom was the Bears bought that property because they wanted to move it out to the suburbs. And then this Indiana thing got going, right? And apparently that's where they're going. Here's Mike Braun, the governor of Indiana.
Made it so easy from the get-go For 37 years, I signed the front side of a paycheck, had been involved in a lot of real estate deals. And when we met, they could tell they were dealing with somebody that knew what he was doing. And there was a lot of due diligence to check off. Yep. And they weren't certain what they were going to do. I just wanted to make sure it was an honest brokered conversation. And when I could tell that, we got that bill done and they made the public statement back, I think, in February. I knew then that we were dealing with the clock being an issue, but the Illinois legislature was in session basically from the beginning of the year until the end of May. And the fact that they were taking it up to the deadline looked favorable. And I think that is probably what most observers ought to look at. Yeah. We did it at the speed of business. They dawdled for nearly 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, good for Indiana, I guess, is what Mike Braun's saying. My former colleague and friend Rob Hart, anchor reporter WBBM in Chicago, Odyssey sister station, with us this afternoon. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Great to be talking to you and to everyone in St. Louis.
I texted you on Friday. I said, I need 5 minutes. And then you gave me a window to call you on Saturday. And I did not do that. I failed. So we're going to do that here. My question on Friday was, I don't understand this whole Bears thing. I really am so confused about it, you know, just in the whole sense of the geography. Now, Sue and I were talking about this during the break. It is true that you have the New York teams that play in New Jersey, right? And, you know, so there's a precedent. Now the Chiefs are going to play in Kansas, not in Missouri, but that is Kansas City, Missouri. But is this, first of all, is this a done deal? And Rob, I feel like I'm missing something here. I really do.
Well, do you have like 3 hours for me to explain to you the entire saga?
Let's do it.
There are so many ins and outs and what have yous and interested parties. Yes, the Bears are looking at Indiana, Hammond in northwest Indiana, just over the border from Chicago, as their area of focus for a new stadium. However, for the past 5 years, they've been focused on Arlington Heights,
right,
which is a northwest suburb of Chicago, as an area of focus of their new stadium. So, yes, the Bears are looking at Indiana, but this is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. And, in fact, we've been here before. The Bears actually talked about building a stadium and entertainment complex in Gary 30 years ago, called Planet Park, and that didn't happen. The end result was plopping a spaceship on top of Soldier Field.
I don't remember. Yeah, that was what they did, though. Yes, exactly.
And, of course, the state of Illinois, or taxpayers, still owe $500 million for that spaceship. And that was why the lawmakers in Illinois were a little more hesitant this time around to just give away the store.
So I think the perception is, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, I think a lot of people feel like this is a done deal. And maybe it was because of the way that Mike Braun was talking about it. So it's encouraging to me. And look, you know me, I'm a Packers guy. I don't really care about the Bears. But you have a lot of the fan base that's in the north suburbs, the northwest suburbs. Like, Rob, I mapped it on Friday afternoon. Now, mind you, Chicago traffic is nuts. But if you were to leave from where my mom and dad and my sister lives in Arlington Heights and try to get to that stadium, it would have taken you on Friday 2.5 hours to get there. Now, I get that a lot of that is construction probably and traffic, but even mapping it from the current Soldier Field, I think it's like 20-something miles, isn't it?
It's probably closer to the current Soldier Field, the Hammond site, than Arlington Heights. But as you point out, traffic is a real issue, and that also applies to Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Speaking as someone who has spent many hours in Saturday and Sunday afternoon traffic, saying, "I thought this don't you people have homes?"
I know.
Apparently not. They want to go downtown and have a good time. But here are some of the stumbling blocks to the Bears potentially moving to northwest Indiana, because a number of local taxes have to come into place for Lake and Porter counties to get this thing off the ground. There's a 1% food and beverage tax that needs to be passed, a 5% innkeeper, doubling the hotel tax in Lake County, Indiana, and also renegotiating their lease with the Indiana Toll Road to provide $700 million in additional revenue.
Wow.
All of this needs to be done by June 30th of 2027, and as happy as they are in northwest Indiana to be in the spotlight, a lot of the lawmakers there are saying, we need to see the financials. And of course, Governor Pritzker of Illinois just saying this afternoon that if the legislature in Illinois, the General Assembly, can come together on a Bears bill, he would be happy to call a special session before November.
Well, so that, yeah, that tells me this is far from over. Now, again, why would you buy? And you know, I know that piece of property. I know you know that piece of property very well out there in Arlington Heights. It is a monster piece of property. It used to house Arlington Park and the stables and everything. And there's a lot of potential there. Look, I'd rather have them stay downtown because I think cities should have, you know, their teams there. But look, we've gotten away from that in many, many different areas. So the Arlington Heights thing, while it would alienate, you know, certainly people from the South, it's still far away. There's a lot of public transportation that goes in there. It just makes sense that it would be in Illinois. So what I hear you saying is there's still a chance.
There's still a chance. And on top of that, you have to remember, if the Bears really wanted to go to Hammond, they would have gone by now, just because it is such a very good and favorable deal to the McCaskey family. The stadium would be built using public money. The Bears would lease it with an option to buy once all the bonds are paid off. But the Hallis family, they've had their eyes on Arlington Heights for 50 years.
A long time. Yeah, for a
long
time.
George Hallis wanted to build at Arlington Park in 1975. And something tells me that if the Bears actually signed the paper to go to Hammond, Virginia is going to pop out of her crypt in Des Plaines and address what the family is doing.
You're right, though. They lived right there. I mean, that's not true. Des Plaines is right. Basically next to Arlington Heights. That's fascinating. Are you still in Park Ridge? Is that where you live?
I am still in Park Ridge, so I would love the idea of riding a bike to the train and then taking the train to Arlington Heights and seeing the Bears, as opposed to now, which is public transportation, and that's an hour if everything goes right. So I would be nice. It would be nice to have the Bears in my backyard, but also, looking at the map of Northwest Indiana, this could potentially, if the Bears do move to Hammond, could be a very good deal for the southeast side of the city, which is a big part of Chicago that nobody talks about. And you'd have the Bears on one end of Lake Michigan in Indiana, and then you would have this quantum computing campus that's going into the old U.S. Steel site on the other side. So that could be very good for the south side.
A lot of options. Yeah, look, I'm kind of focusing on the north side because I was from the northwest side and the north side. But you're right, there are people, and that's been a growing area that would be more advantaged to having that Indiana location. Well, the whole thing is interesting to me. A bunch of rich people trying to figure out how much tax dollars go to stadiums. But I'm glad you kind of gave us the lay of the land here this afternoon. How is it, you know, WBBM, not unlike our station here in the building, KMOX, lost the resources of CBS Radio News. Rob and I used to work with my morning show partner at WTMJ, and Rob and I worked there, WTMJ Milwaukee. That's how we got to know each other. Sherry Preston was my co-anchor. She is the lead anchor on the ABC news coverage in the morning, and you got to be airing that. It's got to be weird working with Sherry again indirectly, right?
I think this goes to show you, this is very important to all you little leaguers out there who are trying to break into this business or any business. You have to be nice to everybody. For example, if the morning news anchor, when you're an intern, tells you to go to his house to get his wallet, you say yes, because you never know when you're going to cross paths again, whether it's Mark Reardon or Sherry Preston.
That's a legendary story that I like to share, Rob and I, because he was an intern. But let me tell you about this guy, because, you know, and I hope we have people like this. And look, in this business, Rob, I don't think there's a lot of future for young people. But he was someone that was willing to put in the time as an intern and learn from people. And then bust his ass out there as a reporter. He goes to Chicago. You were WGN. I mean, you've been a survivor. You're younger than I am, but you're still in this business. And I'm proud of you after getting my wallet that one day in Bayside, Wisconsin. Look, I could say I knew you when, Rob.
Look, the important thing, I got college credit for that.
That's right, you did.
If I did not get your wallet, I would have been one credit hour shy of graduating from Marquette, and who knows where I could have been today.
I changed your entire, I'm glad you acknowledge that, Rob, I really do. Look, I hope the family's well. I got to see you a short time ago, actually probably before COVID with the family, but the kids I'm sure have grown up at this point. Maybe I'll see you. We're coming up, Lux and I might be coming up next week, so. I may text you and see if we can swing by, at least say hi.
Yeah, that'd be great, because we're keeping the northwest suburbs safe for you.
Awesome. All my fond memories when I was a kid is going to the railroad tracks behind my house in Park Ridge and flattening pennies. I don't think my mom and dad knew I was doing that, but it was a lot of fun at the time. We'll see you, Rob. Take care.
All right, talk to you soon.
See ya. Let me share a story here that's, you know, kind of maybe tragic and sad is where we're heading. I hope it's not, but just as warning to other people. Just a strange story. So I haven't shared this with you yet. So I mentioned to Rob that I might be going to Chicago next week to see my family. And my sister reached out yesterday, her brother-in-law. And I just want to share this, not because of personal reasons, just because I think people experience stuff like this. And maybe they don't get it checked. And if they do get it checked, something could prevent worse things from happening. So out of nowhere, my sister's brother-in-law, her husband's brother, who is early retired, really done well for himself, has a big, big, giant property in Florida and also one in Chicago. He was having back pains, right? And it was kind of weird, and he didn't know what was going on, but he knew that he had a checkup last Wednesday, just coincidentally had been set up for a physical, right? So they do blood work, and he doesn't really even tie the back pain in. I think he mentions it. Well, they determined very quickly that his cells are off and that he has a form of, it's not liver cancer, but kidney cancer. And apparently, if it gets to the liver, it's really bad. So this just all happened last week, and now the family is, you know, they don't know what's going on. They don't have answers. They're waiting on a biopsy. But the only reason I share the story, twofold. One, because I've heard a lot of stories like this where people have something. If your body is telling you something, you got to listen to it, right? You know, so if you have unusual pain, and what happened with this family member of my sister's is there were blood clots that they had determined too. So they're very concerned about those because that can turn into, well, you could stroke out or something along those lines. So again, it's a situation where they don't have all the answers. They don't know everything that's going on. They did, you know, because my sister said, well, they did a biopsy. I'm like, well, didn't, what does that say? Because it already told you that there's cancer involved. Well, I guess it focuses a little bit more on where it is, and they've done some ultrasounds and stuff like that. It's just a scary story, and I guess my advice is if your body is telling you something, and you got weird pain or things happening, get it checked out, because that might end up, you know, saving your life. Think about if this, hopefully this is going to turn out well, though, but if he didn't have that appointment, which is, again, totally coincidental, he wouldn't have found out about this, right?
I could have ignored it for a longer period.
Yeah. I just thought it was odd. Did you hear the insufferable comments, because you were off yesterday, of Scott Pelley on his dismissal? No. Have you not heard any of this? Because it's quite something. And I only got into this late in the day yesterday because they released this audio from the sit-down that he did with a New York Times reporter. But I think any credibility that Scott Pelley thought he had before he was canned by Barry Weiss and the new leadership at CBS News is completely out the door. Now, in the meeting that he caused trouble at last week, we found out that he said he loves this word murdered. He's accusing Barry Weiss of murdering 60 Minutes and CBS News. And it goes beyond that. I think this is one of the more bizarre responses that I've ever heard from anyone losing their job. You tell me, Sue.
Well, if we want to talk about it at an emotional level, the best thing that I can imagine in terms of describing it is that it's like your spouse was murdered. I do want to be clear that I do not feel sorry for me. I don't care about me. I'm fine. I care about these people that I left behind.
It's like a spouse was murdered?
How is that even remotely?
It's not.
That's how not in touch he is.
Yeah, and he used that word several times, so it's not murder. Like it was just misspeaking. He knows what he's saying. That is outrageous. Like, what, in the New York Times, to the credit of the reporter at the New York Times, you haven't heard any of this, I guess. Let me, because she pushes back and says, Scott, I mean, come on. Because he says he was blindsided. Like, come on.
So
listen to this.
Me about that meeting, and if you were at that point going in expecting to be fired?
Oh, gosh. Furthest thing from my mind. It hadn't occurred to me.
But it really didn't occur to you that you could be fired after so many of your colleagues had been let go, after you'd had this, very contentious interaction with your new boss?
You know, some reporter I turned out to be.
Exactly.
I just didn't connect the dots.
How could you be that naive?
I'll tell you how. He thinks he's above it.
He thinks he's better than the network.
They all think that they are above it, that they're so necessary and that they are so valued and no one else could possibly do.
The arrogance of Scott Pelley that has been on display in the last week has been beyond what I think I even anticipated. Now, this is another one of my favorites because he acts like the claims of bias are coming out of, you know, nowhere. In fact, I tweeted this yesterday and I couldn't believe that this was actually a headline from a story related to Scott Pelley. And this is what's sad, that most people in this country who aren't dialed into a show like this or don't listen to anything that covers the topic of media bias, they don't realize the level at which it is, you know, insidious in that particular network and others. So there's a quote from Scott Pelley where he goes, "There's a subtle political bias that I've never seen at 60 Minutes or at CBS News before." My response was, apparently he's never watched his own show. He's actually making the case after decades of not subtle political bias, out of blatant political bias, that he is now blindsided by the fact that Barry Weiss is injecting fairness into the newsroom. So listen to this exchange.
What was the feeling about that particular opening salvo to the team?
Uh-oh. She, I am told, said something to the effect of, "Why do you think the country thinks you're biased?" But she didn't offer any kind of a metric. You know, what's your metric? Why do you think so? Do you have a poll? Is there market research? What are you talking about? Because we certainly didn't believe that.
By the way,
unbelievable,
Scott, there is a poll. There are a lot of polls.
Yes.
And what
Google
they show is that you are trusted less than people in Congress, or at least on par. And those are bad numbers. But for him to sit there and act like there's been, I mean, what I wish they would have done is, and we had Tiffany Justice on yesterday from Moms for Liberty, because she was put under the ringer from Scott Pelley in a complete hit piece. And what I said at the time is, look, I said this yesterday, you want to ask tough questions of someone that you're interviewing a story, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I wish reporters would do that. But you can't just ask tough questions of one side and then have Joe Biden and do a feature on him 2 years ago and go against all the folks out there that know that he is declining both mentally and physical and do this big puff piece like he's the best thing that's ever happened to the White House, because that's what Scott Pelley did.
And then,
and not realizing the different standards that he applies to different stories, that's beyond comprehension for me.
And then to ignore like it never happened, never to go back and say, "Boy, we did report on that. Boy, has been proven wrong."
I'm exhausted about talking about the Bill Whitaker story, but that is, you know, journalistic malpractice 101. Just pull it up on Paramount Plus when he came to St. Louis. You tell me if there's any fairness in that story. I'll save you the time. There's not.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.